Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abram tells us how he felt the Wildcats defense played last Friday against Pine Tree. And Coach Abram also comments on facing a tough Longview offense on Friday.
Well, I think that overall, I'm going to take the win. Now, at this point in time in the season, I'm going to be a lot more critical as far as the way we performed and the mistakes that we made. I felt like we didn't do a very good job of tackling. I felt like three of their four touchdowns, I felt like we just gave up a big play. You know, we weren't playing. I guess the word is we were playing sloppy, and whenever we play sloppy. And we're not doing our jobs and we're not where we're supposed to be and we're just kind of doing our own thing, then we give up big plays. So therefore, all in all, I'm excited about the win. It's one step closer to where we want to be, and it's on the path that we want to be on. But to win the big ball games and to beat the big time teams, those are things that we have to fix. We have to get these small things that are fixable under control and intact and go on and let's win some big ball games.
There were a lot of things you could see that you liked. I know for a fact a lot of guys made a lot of plays and did things well.
Yes. With that being said, excuse me, Bubba Hall got his first interception of the season, so there'll be no more heckling from the rest of the secondary guys on him. He got it pretty good last week because Kobe got an interception and scored, and Bubba hadn't gotten an interception yet. So, Bubba got his first interception of the season. Tanner Ramirez got another one. You know, I can't remember how many that is for him on the season, but he's doing a great job of being around the football and picking balls off. Melroy Givens picked up a fumble that actually Kobe stripped out. And Melroy picked it up and went and scored, which is great. So that's 2 weeks in a row we've had a defensive touchdown. And with that being said, those are things that, as you said, those are things that we can build on and that are positive. That our kids, if we just do that, however many snaps we have to defend each week, then it's going to be tough for anybody to score on us, let alone beat us.
And here comes Longview now, and they present, all kinds of different looks. And I guess deep down inside they like power football. And if they can, they'll just roll you over like a steamroller, won't they?
You are exactly right. You know, talking about Longview, the Cowboys game last night, I sat there and watched the Redskins blitz three snaps in a row, and bring in the house. You know, how crazy is that? Well, saying that, I watched Longview in one of their games like six snaps in a row run the exact same play, and it was one of those mindsets that we're gonna do this. We don't care if you know we're doing this, you just better stop it. And again, I don't remember who they were playing, but whoever it was never stopped it. So they do bring something to the table that's extremely unique, that's different, and it's a different mindset from heck, a lot of teams that we play. And what they do offensively, schematically, is man, it to me, it's a defensive coordinator's nightmare.
KSST Sports.